بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹائٹل از آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستوں یہ شہر مدینہ جس سے اس نام پھیلا جہاں میں, دوستوں یہ شہر مدینہ جس سے اس نام پھیلا جہاں میں. گر نسل آنا ہو زبا پر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, گر نسل آنا ہو زبا پر کیا اثر ہوگا ہو زبا میں. ورفان کلام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, ورفان کلام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل نہیں ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان. شرط توحید کامل نہیں ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بنا جائے کس گلستان میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بنا جائے کس گلستان میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جن کے صدقے میں ماں ہے جانے. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان جانے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اس نام سارے جہاں میں. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اس نام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد. کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. It is beautiful poem of our Shaykh in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was a practice right from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till today, where the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have shown their love in poetic form and shown what great love they have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For weaklings like us, this is great encouragement that we should also endeavor to have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are two main aspects by which we can cultivate, bring the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is by following the sunnah, and the other is by reading Durood Sharif. And then of course a third also, that is the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can always keep a kitab, an authentic good kitab, with regard to the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will also encourage and enhance that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, there were many sahaba who also sang praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. Most famous is Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said beautiful poems in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So poetry, if it is used for a good purpose, there is great benefit in it. And if unfortunately it is used for the wrong purpose, there is great harm in it as well. And as far as the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, Allah give us tawfiq regularly, which once a day at least, whenever we can, we make this niyat that Allah Ta'ala gives us the love of every sunnah. We make that niyat, that dua, and then secondly, the proper knowledge of every sunnah. The love of every sunnah, the proper knowledge of every sunnah. This is also very important, because a lot of things have been mixed up, many things which are bid'at, and people have ascribed it as sunnah to try and differentiate. And for that we must make lot of shukr. There are ulama who have worked on this, and they have separated the two very well for us. And then thirdly, the tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah. And fourthly, to make the niyat to spread every sunnah to the four corners of the world till the day of Qiyamah. Niyat we can make, and Allah gives according to niyat. And how much niyat we will make, so much Allah Ta'ala will give us. And then whatever we can, we make effort in that direction also. So Allah give us the tawfiq to all the time, throughout the day, throughout the year, the week, the months, the years, that we cultivate and try and enhance our love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very great ibadat, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, as Hazrat also has written in one of his poems, that a person's iman is not complete until we don't have that complete love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expresses, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great sahabi, he also said that, I love you, O Allah, Nabi, the most, but not more than myself. The person who loves himself more. He said, like that, we don't think of it that I love myself, like we want all goodness for us, because we love our nafs, our desires, we want to ward off all harm. And the love the sahaba had, that their own worry they did not have. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beloved to them than themselves also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, your iman still hasn't reached that complete stage of perfection. And it was by the barakat of the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his du'as, that then Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Umar got the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than what he had for himself also. So this is a very, very great level. Whatever level we can reach to have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a very, very, very great asset in a person's life. And this love is in every, we try and follow every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we try and bring everyone else, we desire for everyone to have sunnahs in their lives. and we give our lives also for not only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his sunnahs also. And how the Sahaba, we see Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in Fazail Amal. His Hikayat al-Sahaba has explained so many incidents of what great love, intense love, the Sahaba had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other ulama in various kitabs, how they have written what the love of the Sahaba was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regard to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who by far excels all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, that what love he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, we have to be also conscious of the fact that there are those people who even hate Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah save us from that. And what accusations they make against Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's not even nice to mention it. On the other hand, Allah give us that love. We say in Abu Bakr, if we get one little outer of that love, it's a great, great asset for us. So Allah give us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will make us practice on deen, which will make us prepare for akhirat, which will make us serve the deen of Allah ta'ala, and it will make us to understand who we should associate, who we should affiliate, who should we keep contact with, and who should we be afraid of, that it will affect our iman. Now, if we go in the wrong direction, that our iman, our love of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially what is happening presently in France, etc., all this, that we have a person should be conscious of this, and Allah protect us of all this harm. So our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also has expressed his great love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this beautiful poem, Aapka Dhikr Hai Do Jahan. That, O Allah, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your remembrance is in both the worlds. That you are remembered not only in this world all the time, adhans are taking place without any exaggeration, every moment there are azans taking place in the world. And in every azan is the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are making namaz throughout the world, every moment, according to geographical differences, etc. All the time, people are engaged in namaz. And as weak as we are, we know how few Muslims are making namaz. But still, the Muslims in the world are those people who remember Allah the most. If as weak as we are, compared to all the other, for example, we got 35 namazes a week. Other people will go once a week to their church or to their place of worship. For us, we go 5 times a day, we go. And then it isn't just one namaz, it's 5 namazes. And each namaz is not just 2 rakats or something, that so many more rakats there are. So we remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by Allah's fadl. And in all our ibadat, whether it's the adhan, whether it's the iqamah, whether it is the namaz itself also, we have to read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So we are sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we are Allah's fadl. We remember Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what a position Allah ta'ala has given to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aapka martaba is jahan mein, O Allah's Nabi, your position in this world, jaise khurshid ho aasma mein, like the sun is in the skies, like with the sun, the stars are there all the time. The stars are there all the time. The moon is also there all the time. But when the sun comes, then they vanish like. They are there, but nobody notices them also. So then it is only the position is of the sun. Like that is the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Mi'raj, for making imamat, then all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah had gathered. The Malaika were gathered. Then the question was made, who will be made the imam? And the imam, حضرت جبرائیل علیہ السلام to motion Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to go ahead and make Imamat. To make Imamat, if there is a gathering of great, great ulama, qurra, and somebody is then given this position, you be the leader. You make the Imamat. What is the position of that person? And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, all the Anbiya Ali Salatu Wasalam, and every Nabi what got great qualities, and Ulul Azam, the great Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salam was present, Musa alayhi salam was present, Isa alayhi salam was present, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam. But who got that position? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the position of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah let us realize that just that Allah has made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to think about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love, with respect, with endearments, to think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be reading Durood Sharif. And when we read Durood Sharif also, if we can keep a little bit in mind who we, on whom are we reading Durood. And also if we can read the Durood as though we are there in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. And for that we don't need a passport, we don't need a visa. No restrictions can stop us also. And a person's ibadat will be enhanced accordingly. If he makes and envisages that he's there by Rauza-e Mubarak, then what a great, how great his ibadat becomes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position, so great. Dosto, ye hai shahre Madina. Oh my friend, others say that this is the city of Medina. And really, when just we think, and we also go, more than the modern buildings and the hotels, and all the now only high toilets, many times facing Qibla also. Now, the city of Medina, of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, though it was, the buildings were whatever they were, mud buildings, etc. But the Anwara, Jibreel alayhi salam, frequenting Madinatul Munawwara, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, where the Sahaba walked, where they lived. What a city. There is no city in the world that can compare with the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. What great honor Allah has given. Allah put a blood, comes in our heart that we also love Madinatul Munawwara, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, like it should be loved. Have that respect, that honor for it as it should be. And a sign of that also, that the khajurs of Medina Sharif is more delicious to us than all and any other chocolate. The Zamzam water is more delicious to us than all our other cold drinks. All our Cokes and Pepsis and juices, that we love Zamzam more. That Iman, Allah make it develop in our heart, that we can have that love for it to that level. And this is the city of Medina Sharif, jiste Islam phela jahan mein, from where Islam spread in the whole world. That was the place where Allah Ta'ala chose Madinatul Munawwara. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that he will be making hijrat, he was thinking of some other place, perhaps those were the places. Until close to the time, then Allah made it clear that it will be Madinatul Munawwara. Medina Sharif was the place that the Jews were informed in their scriptures. And how the Jews came to settle in Medina Sharif is because they read in the scriptures the Nabi of the final Nabi will be coming here. So they came and settled there, and they bought houses and places at huge prices, that when the final Nabi will come, then we will be his host. But unfortunately, their way of life, the gunas they committed, they were deprived of that. And they were always at loggerheads with the other Arab tribes, the Aus and Khazraj. And he should tell them also always, when the Nabi of the last Nabi will come, we will be supporting him. He will be on our side. Then we will have the upper hand over you. But Allah made it the opposite. The Aus and Khazraj, they accepted Islam. And they hosted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are great, great lessons for us that how the Aus and the Khazraj, the Ansar of Medina, to what length they went in order to support Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sacrificed everything of this. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. When the Muhajirin came, their food they sacrificed, their homes they sacrificed, their businesses they sacrificed. What and what didn't they do? And consequently, what great position Allah Ta'ala gave them also, that when Makkah Sharif was conquered and they feared now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will stay over in Makkah Sharif. He will give preference again to Makkah Sharif. Then they express their concerns and fears. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my living and dying is with you. What a position, that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with one iota of that. And Allah save us from any and all disrespect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is extremely dangerous. Any little bit of any disrespect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah protect us. Karna salli alahu zubapar. Kya athar hoga aahu fuga mein. That if there isn't durood sharif on the tongue, then what will be the effect even of our duas? Even if we are crying in our duas. Crying in our duas, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh used to say that if tears come out, then this is a receipt that your duas are accepted. Acknowledgement of payment, receipt. You can prove my, yes, the proof of my payment. Proof of duas accepted is when tears come out. But everyone can't tear also. Everyone would like to cry in his duas, but everyone doesn't come to the position of crying. But reading Durood Sharif is even more superior than the crying. We get the tawfiq of Durood Sharif, that is, the dua is definitely accepted. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Ali has written, As-salatu ala al-Nabi mustajabun qata. The dua on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. And not only accepted, durood sharif is that ibadat that will make all your other ibadat also to be accepted. Ulama have written that in our namaz, which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Aqim is-salata li-dhikri, perfect your namaz, establish your namaz solely for my remembrance. But Allah has taught that in the namaz there is durood sharif also. So why the durood sharif? We know the quality of our namazes. And from here we see the great love, mercy, kindness, benevolence of Allah Ta'ala, that to accept our namazes, whatever little efforts, broken efforts we make, Allah wants to accept it. Allah put durood sharif. And by the recitation of durood sharif, inshallah every namaz of ours will also be accepted. Because if durood sharif is accepted, and Allah's system is such, He won't just accept the durood and reject the rest of the namaz. From that, ulama have written also that we should try and always make our namazes with jama'at. Making it with jama'at, any one person's namaz is accepted. Allah won't be such that He only accepts that one person's namaz. In His barakat, Allah will accept everyone's namaz. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadat. وَرَفَعْنَا كَإِنْعَامْ يَهِ آَبْكَ ذِكَرْهِ دُو جَهَامِ. When Allah revealed the ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have made your remembrance very high. The manifestation of that is that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are remembered in both the worlds all the time. Yeah, in this dunya also, in akhirat also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is remembered all the time. The malaika are making tawaf all the time of Baytul Ma'mur. And on the arsh of Allah, there it is written, the kalima is written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So they also seen that the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's remembrance is with the malaika also all the time. They also have the greatest of honor, respect and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جام ہے and the condition of having complete توحید and توحید is very very important ایمان a person believes in Allah but توحید that he negates everything else besides Allah Ta'ala that is also very important not only to say I believe in Allah like we read the kalima la ilaha illallah but to read the kalima la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu that Allah has got no partner whatsoever in anything and we Allah give us tawfiq to refresh this tawheed all the time when we are eating ya Allah I'm eating this food outwardly this food is satiating me filling my stomach but my yaqeen is Allah it's only you that you fill my stomach food cannot fill my stomach I do my business I do it but oh Allah only you are the giver of rozi not my shop not my job we should try and repeat this by Abdul Wahhab sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say whenever we open the shop whenever we take medicine repeat this that ya Allah this medicine can't give me shifa shifa is in your hands my shop can't give me my roza rozi is in your hands continuously saying this this iman will become strong and that also we got by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and how much we going to have more the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the more the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come in the heart so all the time this tawheed was taught to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught it in what detail in great great detail the proper tawheed to use asbab means is sunnat and that is also a great ibadat but to trust in the asbab that the asbab the means of fulfilling our needs that is shirk our yaqeen must be only on Allah Ta'ala and every time we should try and repeat remind ourselves all the time koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin how can anyone ever understand it's impossible aapka rutba dono jahan mein what your position is O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in both the worlds nobody can understand it what great great position Allah has given our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam who nobody can understand that Allah made him his beloved when Musa Ali Salam is Kalimullah Allah spoke to him Ibrahim Ali Salam is Khalilullah the friend of Allah our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is Habibullah our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Allah referred to him as Abdullah Allah referred to him as Rasulullah Muhammadur Rasulullah that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala so Allah has given him such great position nobody else Ba'da as Khuda to he Buzurg Qissa Mukhtasar after the position of Allah is the position of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam that says the whole story in short that Allah is the greatest and this is the Tawheed that you not like other people the Christians who made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and believed in him as God as well neither like the Barilwis who believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got qualities like Hadir Nadir that he is also present everywhere and he sees everything all the Tawheed is on its place and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is on its place for that also no matter how much shukr we make because love is a thing that will take a person to go out of the limits like for example a person loves his wife over the limit then he discards the rights of his mother he doesn't fulfill the rights of his mother in the love of his wife So the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustn't be in the wrong direction, that they now we interfere with the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And that position, those sifat, those qualities which are exclusive for Allah, now we start attributing it to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this happens also in that blind love which is coupled with ignorance. That the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to say that with regard to the Barilwis, they are doing wrong things, but their nisbat is very high. That is, on what? Why are they doing this wrong thing? In the name of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that love is a great thing, but it has to be harnessed with the Sharia and with Tawheed also. Then it is in the correct direction. Otherwise, the love will make a person do many wrong things also. And we are seeing it today also. People, not love even, just infatuation. Get infatuated with another woman and destroy the whole family also. Love of dunya, and you destroy your life also. Love of sports, and you destroy what and what. So the love is a great, powerful force. But if it is used in the right way, great, great results will come. And if the same love is used in the wrong direction, then it can cause great havoc also. Sabz gumbat pe jiski nazar ho, a person whose eyes are on the green dome. In other words, a person who has in his mind the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, the connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is such also, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmatullah Alaihi was a great buzurg of recent times. He says that every believer, every mu'min has got a connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, if you don't believe it, I can cut that connection, and as soon as it gets cut, you will be out of the fold of Islam. Just like what connection our remote button has got with the gate. And we can't understand it, that how it's connected. But you just press a button and the gate opens, a light goes on, whatever it is connected. Like that, every mu'min is connected with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more stronger we make this connection, the more we will find ourselves we are in deen, the love of deen. And that deen is the most superior in our lives. And the less it becomes, then the value of deen also goes out. Dunya things we will give preference to. All the thing and love of this dunya, that we will give preference. So a person who's got this green dome, in other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyes and his heart is attached and filled with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wo bhala jaye kis gul sitam hai. Where, in which other garden will that person go? There is nothing else will attract that person. Nothing of this world. From there, we all have to take our own imtihan and test also. If our attachment is more with sports, more with dunya, more with all the things that the attractions of this dunya, that means our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so much weaker. A person who has got that, he will be always engaged in durood sharif, always engaged in deen all the time. It's just naturally it will come. The more the love of deen, the more the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more a person will be connected with the deen. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad. What a beautiful name. And nobody's name was kept before this name. Muhammad, the first person in the world that was kept with this name is Muhammad. And after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most kept name in the world is Muhammad. And this even statistics show, even in non-Muslim countries where they are Muslims, the most name that is kept in that country, in those countries, the statistics, those people who go through all this and that, they show that Muhammad, the name Muhammad, is the most kept name in the world. So much so that in Baghdad, there were those Qabristans where only that people were buried whose name was Muhammad, father's name Muhammad, grandfather's name Muhammad. They all three generations, there were those qabristans where only those people were buried whose name is Muhammad, whose father's name is Muhammad. And those qabristans, only those people were buried whose name is Muhammad. And so we can see the name, how Allah Ta'ala has made the world. And unfortunately, six cult people, people filled with kufr and shirk, and who cannot understand, they can't understand how people can love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this extent. That right in this day and age, they won't take any insult in any way on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we also want to call them fanatics, we can call them, but these are the true lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to give them those high stages forever in Jannah, which we cannot imagine. Yeah, we can speak of all our diplomacy and all our keeping calm and keeping ourselves in control, but a person who's filled with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will never ever be able to tolerate the least bit of any insinuation also against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jinke sadqe mein imaan hai jaan hai, because of whom Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have got iman. What sacrifices Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, that by the barakat of that, 1400 years later and more, we still got to, people in the world have got iman. Not only the people in Medina Sharif, and there was no leader in the world whose mission flourished as the mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His deen spread from Medina Sharif, and it spread to the four corners of the world, right to China in the east, right to America in the west, right to Greenland in the north, right here in the south to South Africa, all the places. All this was that great sacrifices and the great love that Allah has for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ye hai faizan noor e nubuwat. This is the faith, this is the barakat, this is the noor of noor of nubuwat, jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. That wherever you go in the world, you will find Islam. And not only Islam will be there, but also, again, though the Muslims are a minority in the world compared to all the other people, but in the world if you go, almost anywhere, it can be an airport, it can be a railway station, it can be anywhere, the only people you will see mostly who identify with Islam are the Muslims. Whether it is the man with the beards and the kurtas, as weak as we are, and just an outward thing, but it is only the Muslims. The woman with the burqas, the others you will see a little bit, somewhere you will see Jews with the skull cap, and you make out he's a Jew, or in a particular dressing. Or sometimes you will make out the nuns who dress a bit like that. But much more than that, anywhere in the world, it can be in Western countries also, you will see the Muslims who are dressed as that. And this is all the noor and barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kya kahu rafate shani gumbat. Oh, what can I say about the honorable position of the gumbat, the dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who can explain? But even whatever has got nisbat, connection with Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who can even express what greatness the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's clothes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sword, weapons, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the animals that were connected with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anything that was connected with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only that Allah is transferring it to Jannah, but it has got great position. What is the position of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Kuch nahi dam hai, akhtar zubaan mein. Hazrat says, and Hazrat, how much he has written, what deep philosophical points, deeny points, historical points. But he says, when it comes to this subject, my language has failed me. My tongue has failed me. I can't. What is the position of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How high it is. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to cultivate this muhabbat by reading Durood Sharif, which is easy. anywhere, anytime we can be reading Durood Sharif. By practicing the sunnahs, and from morning to night, there are sunnahs all the time. And Allah give us the tawfiq additional, that whenever we practice a sunnah, just the thought runs quickly through our mind, this is the sunnah of my Nabi. I'm entering the toilet with the left leg, this is the sunnah of my Nabi. I'm leaving the toilet with the right leg, the sunnah of my Nabi. It will make that amal, that reward, much more greater. And our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be enhanced. And also when we make amal on a sunnah, make the niyat in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the love of that sunnah, I love that sunnah. I love every sunnah, that's why I'm making amal on it. The love of the sunnah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the love of Allah ta'ala, and for that Allah be pleased with us, for the pleasure of Allah. Not only for the sawab, sawab is there. For every sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab in our time. What great sawab. And from there also we can understand what position Allah has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnahs, his ummatis, who will practice on one sunnah, what Allah will give them. May Allah accept it. Mm-hmm. For every sunnah, and in the course of the day, there are so many sunnahs. And Allah's treasures, Allah Ta'ala's gifts, Allah Ta'ala, there is no shortage whatsoever. What Allah Ta'ala will give us, will give. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says that in the good deeds Allah multiplies. Not only that amount of sawab, but Allah multiplies it. And the sins, Allah doesn't multiply them. And that was also Allah has done that so that the bandas can be successful on the day of Qiyamah. That their death, their wrongs are limited. And the good deeds Allah multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Allah makes it much more. So Allah is most loving. His Nabi is most merciful. And no matter how much shukr we make that Allah has made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never ever one but ever fulfill the rights of the shukr of being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.